health products available.
Across America, welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. We're cruising down the same highway, only maybe in a couple of different directions. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right. Guarantee that you've got, or somewhere in between, guarantee you have an opinion on what it takes to be president of the United States. Or maybe you don't. Maybe we just have so lost our way that we don't even know what we're looking for anymore because we can't seem to find it. I don't understand, in a nation of a lot of smart people who have a lot at stake with this government, why we aren't getting the best and the brightest who are jumping in to try to vie for that office. Except for, I guess, maybe they're smart to stay away, realizing that the machine is so broken. And I hate to start off on a negative foot. I hate to step out right at the top of the show. You might have tuned in, so I'm risking it all. But I'm stepping out with negative conversation right from the start. But you know what? This is what we're living under. We're a nation of energy suckers. Because people are just so battered. This is the holidays. This is the Christmas season. This is baking cookies, hanging out, catching up with old friends, taking a few days off. But probably that's what's at the heart of this. People can't take days off, one, for fear of losing their job, two, because they have another job to try to make ends meet to be able to provide for their family. That's just the way it is in the United States. And you can throw out any employment number you want to throw out. And we know that at 8 point something something, it still, if we go back in our history, would make the current president unelectable. Unelectable. If it goes below that, you know, if you had a number at 7 or 6 unemployment wise, then if we look at past history, yeah, because people are employed, people are happy, people are at least getting some money in the door. But will it matter this time around? You've got two parties for now. We really need that third party. Maybe somebody breaks off. Christine Todd Whitman is pushing for that to happen. And the candidate could be John Huntsman, though, is the problem, the former Utah governor who right now is running on the Republican side. What if Ron Paul were to break off, go libertarian, go for broke, because this is it for him for this run, and just let the chips fall where they may? Would there be a possibility, would there be a possibility that he would get more votes than the Republican nominee? And that's what would be exactly the problem, the Republicans would say, is he would shatter or split some votes away. And if anyone breaks off and does that, that would hurt the chances of beating Obama. That would hurt anyone's chances of beating Barack Obama. You might like the current president. You might think he's doing a good job. Or you feel like he was dealt a bad hand that he had no way to overcome. Rick in Illinois, one of our nightly callers, weekly callers, is a Barack Obama guy. Thinks he got a bag of nasty, dead, stinky fish. And there was no way he was going to be able to flay it and make it taste good. But I think more people are tired of the same old, same old, same old. And there might be some surprises in 2012. And is the Republican race turning into too much of a circus when we have all these serious things going on? Donald Trump moderating a debate on the 27th, do you think that's cool, thumbs up or thumbs down on that, when you've got NBC, CNBC, CNN, Fox, whoever, all these different debates that have happened already from, quotes, media people or journalists versus the showman, Donald Trump, who's already said after the debate he's going to pick who he's endorsing. So what do you think he's going to throw out there? What are we going to learn from this? Remember, he jumped on the birther thing. He said he was going to run, then he wasn't running. You know, he's the showman. He's the art of the deal. But maybe it shakes things up a little bit. Maybe more people watch who normally aren't paying attention to what's going on in politics because they think it's boring and they're sick of hearing the empty voices and they don't feel like they're represented anyway. So they kind of put the blinders on. We got a nation of also of sea biscuits. You have the blinkers on and you're just going forward. You're going for broke, but you don't want to hear all the noise around you. So maybe Trump shakes some of that loose. So maybe, just maybe, the Celebrity Apprentice man is going to put on a decent show with the fact that he's moderating it. The Donald. So far, though, a bunch of people have dumped out. One of them is Ron Paul. And Ron Paul says, listen, I don't understand why this guy thinks he's the kingmaker and thinks he has the ability to lay hands on people and anoint them. So he's one that's not going to go. Mitt Romney says, forget about it. But Newt Gingrich is embracing it. Newt Gingrich said yes right away. So you have Iowa coming up after that debate. You have New Hampshire, and then the rest of the primaries start to unfold. There may be a method to the madness. There might be something worth Newt Gingrich's time here, depending on the questions, how the moderating goes. Let's just say, what are we going to hear from Donald Trump on the ION Network, a nothing network that nobody's even ever heard of? You know, that's the other problem there. This may be the so this may also be the least rated, even though you have ION probably on your cable network on that box. Flip around, you'll probably find it somewhere. All right, we're not going to make it difficult to find out what's coming up here in this hour of America tonight. Let me set the table for you. We can count because everything's about numbers, and there are a lot of numbers to talk about. It's not just politics, but in other things that are happening across the country, like the Occupy movement, for one. Also, we've got several bad boys that we're going to introduce you to and actually put in the dungeon. Every once in a while, I pull out the dungeon. It's dusty, and there's still a lock and a key on it because we had to hide it from the rest of the people at the network. But we've got our dungeon, and we're going to usher a few people in for maybe a day or two. We give them a key. If they accept the interview process, then they can come on the show. So that'll be fun. And also coming up on our next America Tonight, don't forget Nail the Score in the third hour. If you never heard of it, here's what we do. Thick into the last handful of games in the NFL. Randomly, our computer picks out the game of the week. It's like playing the lottery, only you don't have to pay any money. Once we announce the game of the week, you pick a side and you tell us what you think the final score is going to be. We come back. We can count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Weekend count. Let's pump some positive news in here. How about this? A recent survey shows from Bloomberg that the U.S. economy is rebounding. Really? The U.S. got the highest rating from international investors in more than 2 years on new optimism that, yep, the world's largest economy is actually going to hold that umbrella up and weather the financial crisis in Europe and avoid a recession in 2012. This is all done through a Bloomberg poll. More than 2 in 5 of those surveyed, 41%, say that the U.S., and they identify the U.S., as among the markets that will perform the best over the next year. You know, it's interesting because it's up from less than 1 in 3 who felt that way in September, and it's the biggest jump. This is why I bring it up in the numbers racket here on Week in Count. It's the biggest percentage jump for the U.S. since the survey started in 2009, if that means anything. Let's hope so. But it's just a poll. You know, it's like when people go to those fortune tellers or astrologists, they say, but there is free will. So it's just a poll. However, to hear the economy is going to do well or do better and rebound in 2012 is music to many people's ears. So that would be a good thing, in fact, if that happens. All right, moving on to something that is not such a good thing is what happened with the former governor of Illinois. He joins a long list of disgraced politicians from Illinois that find themselves now in cells with other kinds of criminals. I don't think he's going to go to a country club palace, by the way. So Blagojevich gets 14 years for trying to sell President Barack Obama's Senate seat. There's all kinds of wiretaps. And more importantly, a determined prosecutor in Patrick Fitzgerald who was going to try this and push this no matter what he had to do. Because remember, the first time it didn't work. So this was the second trial for Blagojevich. And he gets 14 years after he made a plea in the courtroom for leniency in the sentencing phase, saying, listen, he acknowledged his guilt. He said, I'm unbelievably sorry. I have no one to blame but myself for stupidity and actions. But the judge said the harm here is not measured in the value of money and property. The harm is the erosion of public trust in government, confidence in and trust in government. Oh, I would tell Judge Zagel that we lost that trust a long time ago, man with the gavel, unfortunately, not to be cynical again, but boy, it's the truth, isn't it? Do you have $38,000 plus to spend on dinner? I don't think anyone's going to call me right now and tell me they do, but that's what you would have to spend for Barack Obama's dinner. He met with a bunch of small number of donors at a Washington fundraiser. The Democratic Party says about 20 people actually went to it. It was at the Jefferson Hotel in downtown Washington. So the tickets, $35,800, because there was extras. So that you'd have to pay to be part of the group. The White House says, by the way, that the event was closed to the media because the president wasn't making formal remarks. So far, Prez has raised more than $150 million through the end of September for his campaign and the Democratic National Committee. The idea is to have $1 billion in the war chest to run as the incumbent. So I don't care if it's $35,000 or $38,000. That's a whole bunch of money. That's a whole bunch of money to have dinner with Barack Obama. But, you know, obviously they had takers. This is a scary number in a much different direction. I have a friend that lives in L.A., and I saw a little clip of this. She sent me this. The in L.A., a lot of people are talking about not movie stars on Wednesday, not talking about what's going on, the frustrations over housing and if your house is underwater, or the fact that because the prisons are so crowded, they've had to let some prisoners go. In fact, it's the remains of hundreds of Los Angeles County people who were not claimed by family or friends, so they were buried in a mass burial. A mass burial, that's what happened. 1,600 people were designated for the mass interment at the Los Angeles County Crematorium and Cemetery. Oh, it just, I mean, I know, it's sad. It's awful. It sounds so heartless, doesn't it? They think some of the deceased were probably homeless or poor, or just many who had no families to grieve for them. So whatever it was, whatever their status in life was, doesn't matter. Each one of their lives, I would have to say that there has to be a better way to do this. How do they get so backed up, if you will, in the first place? So the Board of Supervisors, when they were called on the carpet about this, about what's going on and what do you know about this and what should we do about this, they had a moment of silence for the people being buried. Whew. Harsh. I think that's harsh. Stuff we don't like to think about it. File that away there somewhere. Awful. No service, no anything. Just pretty much thrown away is what I would say. All right, continuing through this version of We Can Count. Ooh, there's so many juicy things to get to. What do I go to next? All right, how about this? This is a pretty sad, but a big deal, obviously, if you were a fan of MASH, the program MASH. Harry Morgan, dead at the age of 96, but that's a long life. He played a character that people loved. He was Colonel Potter, and he had a show business career that included several television series. I think he was like in 9. He had 50 films. He also appeared on Broadway. So I'd say that's a pretty good life at 96. He died at his home after a bout with pneumonia. He had a family, and the family was by his side. His daughter-in-law came out and talked about Harry Morgan after he had passed away. And I think the role that everybody remembers him from, two of them actually, Sergeant Joe Friday's partner in the Dragnet episodes that were on CBS, because you'll sometimes see those, they'll pop up, and MASH too. He got an Emmy for his portrayal of the famous Colonel in MASH in 1980. But what's always interesting to me is really the story behind somebody's choices. And Morgan apparently wasn't all about acting. You know, you hear a lot of actors say, oh, I did anything I could. I just wanted to act. That was what I wanted to be from the time I was a kid. I was, all the world was a stage and all that. But he was a pre-law student at the University of Chicago, and he got into public speaking classes. And then before you knew it, he was on the stage. That's how he ended up in the acting profession, ended up going to Hollywood in 1942, trying to find work. And he said what happened, which happens to a lot of people now, these days too, these kids that go to L.A., they didn't have enough money. They don't have enough money to get back to where they're from. And he said he didn't have enough money to get back, so he had to make something happen. So Harry Morgan, dead at the age of 96. 96. Pretty decent long life, as I said. All right, one last one here. Economists see France, we keep hearing about these ratings, see France losing their triple A probably in 3 months. You know, that was the thing that you always preserved. But they're going down the tubes with everybody else too, regardless of whatever the last ditch efforts are by President Sarkozy to figure out what to do with the Eurozone crisis that ultimately will affect us. 13 economists found that 11 of the economists, Reuters did a little poll on this, think France is going to be downgraded by one of the major rating agencies. So it's almost inevitable that Standard & Poor's will be cut by one notch or maybe even two notches. But the ratings will probably go in a different direction. France was the only, by the way, AAA country in the zone singled out for a possible drop of two notches. And they can't be psyched about that because you look at their finances and how bad is Britain, and they're not being threatened with that. What about Italy? Certainly we've seen Greece. Are they even rated anymore?
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Break out the secret phone numbers. Here's the digits, 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of yous across this country. Still the funniest movie ever. My Cousin Vinny. You remember? If you have not seen it, please take my recommendation. It'll probably cost you a buck or whatever it costs to rent a movie like that. You can get it. It's very funny. We're just... Look at TBS or TNT or somewhere. They have it. It's hilarious. The exaggerated accent, Joe Pesci, funny stuff. Funny, 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 funny. All right, this isn't funny. Time to whip out the dungeon. This is a layup to do this, but I can't help myself because I have to wonder what is going through someone's head when they do this. How are you a mother? And I'm not a mother. I'm an aunt. Many times over, not a mother, but I think of my own mother and would this even be a possibility? The answer is no. The mother of a one-year-old son decided, you know what? I'm going to leave my son behind and I'm going to hit the bricks. So she used Craigslist. Yeah. What happened was she went on Craigslist. She had an ad on Craigslist. She called herself Jen, fake name, advertising for someone to watch her one-year-old overnight while she worked as a dancer at Rick's Cabaret. It popped up. Somebody was answering the ad, and it popped up, and the woman answered the ad. It just said, Jen, the mother, she agreed to watch the one-year-old for $75 a day at a trailer park on the southwest side of Indianapolis, because this is where we're talking about. Watch the baby a few times over a couple of weeks, sometimes for more than a day, and knew something wasn't right. She got $10 total from the mother. She bought milk for the baby. Then one day, the arrangement just blew apart, and she was notified of a family emergency while she was watching the one-year-old. She got a texted note that, you know, hey, if you're at work and you help me, I have to leave town. And so according to the police report, an officer tried calling the mother, and when she answered the phone, she said, quit calling my effing phone. Wow. And disconnected it. So she took off. That is so sad. Think she's ever going to see that kid again? The Department of Child Services, of course, took the one-year-old into protective custody, and they're searching for the mother. They're searching to find out where she is, because there were fake people that were, or there was a fake woman, or somebody was instructed to give her money as she was coming by. So you wonder what was going on, what's going on in this woman's head, what is she thinking of? She's crazy. But I feel compelled to put her in the dungeon, because you just can't do that. There ought to be a law. So without further ado, open the dungeon, please, Donovan Madsen.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, all you can do is scream, and they'll get her, trust me. They'll pick her up, there's no question. Because they've got all kinds of clues, and they'll find her. But she's not going to get this one-year-old back. And it's sad for the kid. Another case of abandonment for who knows what reason. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I was kind of relating this a little bit to politics that you were just talking about. You remember how we talked a while back about how, you know, not only less than half the country shows up to vote, you know.
Yes.
That other half doesn't want to show up because they're idiots and they just don't pay attention to politics and they really don't know who to pick or whatever, you know, and so they just don't want to go, you know. A lot of people don't like to do things that they don't feel comfortable about that they don't know much about, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, I think I've talked before, wouldn't it be great if there was just, at least I don't know if you agree with me or not, but if there was just some basic general knowledge, easy test that you would have to take, you know, before you could put in your vote ballot, like, what does a Republican stand for? What does a Democrat stand for? You know, it's just basic. Nothing, you know, Democrats or communist heathens who want, you know, people that want to take over the rich, like a communist regime has done in the history of this planet. You know, right-wing Republicans or greedy capitalists who don't like to share their money, or maybe they want to determine how much they can share, and, you know, whatever, you know, how many states are there, you know, et cetera. Just a basic, you know, easy test that smarter than a fifth grader, that a fifth grader could pass, you know?
And right.
There'd probably be quite a bit of people who wouldn't be able to pass it. Well, at the same time, from what you were just talking about, I have just constantly seen this, we've got this new term in our society called babies having babies.
Yes.
You know, women who are just so selfish and self-centered about their own desires and what they want to do, that having children is an entrapment. You know, now a lot of them, unfortunately, go off and their solution to unwanted pregnancy is an abortion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Others sit there and that's just not right. They have some moral belief that abortion is wrong, so they have the child, but at the same time, they're not willing to change their lifestyles to become mothers. And a lot of times, of course, because they didn't receive a commitment or a full commitment or whatever from the male, there may not be a male involved, as in this sounds like in this situation. You know, so it's just, when you hear these stories, you just shake your head and you go, you know, just there's certain people, you know, that shouldn't be allowed to have children, you know. But, you know, because they're just not going to, my sister was one of them, Kate, you know. Unfortunately, I was the one that couldn't have kids. It's why I never saw any purpose to get married. Why have a woman tell me what they do all day long when there's no kids involved? But in any case.
You were awful.
I, you know, but, you know, no, actually, I kind of miss that sometimes because my life probably would have been better if I had somebody tell me, no, don't go buy the $30,000 car or something like that, you know.
Yeah, but the problem is, you know, by suggesting that, we're getting into dangerous territory. However, I mean, you know, it's like in China, okay, the one kid thing. We have too much population in China. You got one kid. Ooh, Godspeed. I hope that child doesn't die or whatever. And we don't have that. But the problem is, unfortunately, people are people, and there are so many folks that are irresponsible, like you said. I don't understand. And then if you get in that situation, you give birth, you have a child, that is your offspring. How do you just abandon the kid for your own pleasure wherever you're off partying around and throw up a Craigslist ad? I just don't get that.
Well, and then the other issue you have is, like, in the situation of my sister, the grandparents had to step in because they're immature and older, and they're like, well, you know, we can't help, we have a selfish, immature daughter, so we have to step in to raise the kids. And that's not fair for them. My parents have spent 45 years of raising kids, basically. They had a 4-year break in between the time my sister and I left home and the time her first child was born.
Wow.
And they're supposed to know how their own life. They're supposed to spend their whole life raising children. I mean, grandparents are supposed to be able to go off and do trips to Hawaii or wherever they want to go. Anyway, though, speaking of Hawaii, I'm glad I threw that in there. All my praise and love goes out to all those brave men who died that day and the survivors. Every 10 years we have that big anniversary come up, and so we're up to 70 now, and you just realize that probably 10 years, 20 years from now, there won't be many of them left around, I agree with Brokaw. I do believe it was the greatest generation. They really came. They stepped up to bat, and once they got rid of, you know, got the liberals out of the politics of keeping us out of the wars, everything went the way it went. And history's history. And we got rid of Imperial Japan, in a sense, from military might, although their economics and their intellect is spread with their cars and cameras and everything else. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
And same thing with Germany, you know. I mean, isn't it funny now? I don't know if it's funny, but isn't it interesting how here we are 70 years later and we have three best friends in the world. And who are they, Kate? The Japanese, the British, and the Germans. You know, and now we're all like...
and you're thinking of war situations is how things have turned around.
Exactly, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, you know, but the lesson from... I think the main lesson from World War II, of course, you know, is that you can't remain isolated. You've got to understand that the whole world is one big, huge family, whether it's a big, happy family or not, I don't know, but there's some people around the world that want just pure evil. They want you to believe the way they want you to believe. Other places, you know, you can't just sit back and say, hey, it's us, we're here, we've got water all around us, we don't care what goes on in Europe, we don't care what, I mean, even Biden was over in Greece today.
Yeah.
Because they understand the European economy is, it's an economic thing now, Kate. It's not, you know, by power who wants to take who over. It's all economic and you have to care about other countries. You can't just sit back and just say, hey, we're just ignoring what's going on. I mean, if we had had that attitude, you know, back in 1939,
mm-hmm.
you know, the minute Hitler started bombing Britain and we just said, hey, that's our mother, you know, that's our mother country, you know, we're going to go, you know, and we had jumped in, I'm completely convinced, Kate, that the majority, I mean, there would have been a lot of Jews that were shot because there was a lot of them shot before the Final Solution, but I'm
completely
convinced that the Holocaust would have never happened.
Yeah, you know what? I completely agree with you. That's an excellent point. Thanks, Don. And bringing up December 7th, 1941, as he said, not too many of those people left who were there. You think of the Arizona, 1,177 military personnel lost. That many were from the Arizona. Ooh, a rough day in our history.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Let's hope we don't have any more bad luck in this nation, although I don't believe in luck. If you start believing in that and you carry a million rabbit's foot and you know, those lucky pennies and whatever, before you know it, you're like the person who has the keychain that goes all the way down to the floor and you have 50 different keys and you have no idea what they open. Have you seen those people? You know what I'm talking about. The old, not the cool chain, with the kind where they have all these keys and they have no idea what the keys work, if they work, what doors they open, you know what I mean. So, forget luck, forget carrying around lucky charms. How charmed are you when you get a big endorsement and you're running for the leader of the free world? I've talked about this a ton. What kind of stock do we put in endorsements? I think if somebody has a lot of friends in high places, let's say, with money to help you with your campaign, I mean, that's how politics has worked forever and a day, then that endorsement is necessary because you can have dinners with 20 people for $35,000 and change because you've got friends and you want to do that. You have the means to do it. So that's what ultimately the endorsements are worth. Does it mean that the average Joe and Jane out there is going to vote for somebody because some celebrity endorsed somebody or the governor of New Jersey endorsed one of the Republican candidates? Does that mean you say, well, you know what? I like Chris Christie. So if he's endorsing this guy, then I'm gonna vote for him. I hope not. It goes to Don's point where he almost said that you should, well, he did say, there should be a test before you get to vote. But the problem with that is, Don, if we had a test before people could vote, then how many people would we have voting? Jay Leno does a popular segment on his show every once in a while where he goes to the street and he starts to ask people about anything to the vice president. Do you know who the vice president is? Or do you know who your congressperson is? Whatever it is. A lot of times it's pretty layup. It's usually always pretty layup questions. And maybe one person knows what he's talking about. Very, very scary. People live in their own realities, and frankly, they're just turned off by politics, and they're not paying attention to what's going on. Now, I hate to make blanket statements, because I think there's people that listen to America Tonight, whether you're driving a truck, whether you're flipping some flapjacks somewhere in an overnight diner, whether you're some attorney with your sleeves rolled up and you're working on a case, or you've got a cranky baby and you're there rocking the baby, I am overwhelmed by a lot of the people that send us emails and call this show because you're paying attention to what's happening. You might know what's going on with TMZ and Lindsay Lohan and all the crazy nonsense in the land of the left, but you're paying attention to what's happening in politics because you know that ultimately the people we elect are the people that have the power to affect decisions. They make laws that will affect all of us. So you just can't bury your head in the sand, in other words. So it goes back to that whole endorsement thing. Do we care if Chris Christie, who I like some things about Chris Christie, and there's some things I don't like about Chris Christie, but he's definitely popular. He thought about running and decided, no, he's going to stay in his position as governor of New Jersey. But he did talk about the Iowa vote. Take a listen.
Well, everybody, that was the entertainment we brought from New Jersey tonight. I hope you all enjoyed it. They'll be working at the Marriott down the street. Please remember to tip your waiters and waitresses, all right? Now, let's see. Where was I before I was so New Jersey interrupted? Listen, we know that our country's really at a crossroads. I'm here tonight because I will tell you I'm convinced, completely convinced, that on two bases, that person has to be Mitt Romney of Massachusetts.
All right, so Christie says Romney, he's thrown out an endorsement. Donald Trump is waiting to throw his endorsement to somebody after his debate, so it limits who he's probably going to endorse since several of the candidates aren't going to the debate on December 27th, unless he endorses someone who's not there, which would be pretty funny, but I don't think he'll do that. Texas Governor Rick Perry, who a lot of people had written off for dead as the Republican nominee, might find that he has a second wind in Iowa because a lot of the polls are showing that he's starting to shoot up. He spent a bunch of time in Iowa. If that's going to help him or not, who knows? Rick Perry, at least, because he got 71% when Iowa caucus goers were, they said he has a positive rating of 71% after they saw one of his commercials. That shows you the power of raising the money to put the commercials out there because people pay attention to the commercials. So Tea Party members really, really liked Rick Perry. The problem is some of the basics Rick Perry can't even answer. We see that what happens to him when he does these debates, although he does have good comeback lines, which is important, because if you're going to really bomb, just like a comedian, you have to have that second line. You have to be able to come back and come up with a punchline, and he's been able to do that. But do we want a president who's full of punchlines? I don't think so. Anne in Missouri, hello.
Good morning. I didn't hear a buzz.
That's okay.
I'm an hour behind, so I'm way behind everybody else. You're talking about trees in my neck of the woods.
Sure.
My neck of the woods. I was raised on a farm, and we had trees, and I'll pick artificial trees. only because, you know, I grew up with them, and I know how they get all over, you know, get all over every place, and it's hard to vacuum them up, and you can't leave them up very long.
But you can mulch them and so they can be recycled, so you're not going to give me the argument that they're bad for the environment, because I know you're a huge environmentalist, and
I am.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, see, you can mulch the tree, so the Christmas tree farmer is making a living. They're growing the trees and replenishing them, and then they mulch them in the end. You just don't want to vacuum up the needles.
Well, this, I grew up on it. I grew up on it. I remember the smell of the cedar, and I guess it's something when you're raised with it, you're ready for the real thing. Nah, you're ready for the fake thing.
You're taking the easy road. Now, see, I had the same thing as you did. I grew up where the Christmas trees were a big deal. I didn't grow up on a farm, but that smell of the tree walking into the house is huge for me. So if I have one leg, I'm hopping to the Christmas tree farm and I'm getting a tree.
Hey, good for you. Well, you can recycle the artificial ones, too. You put it in the box and you recycle it the next year.
There you go. You can have a comeback for me.
If I don't see you again before next year, happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
All right, same to you, Anne, in Missouri. So here we go. Another vote from a woman who was raised on a farm for a fake tree. So now we're up to 33. I'm getting pummeled. I'm like John Huntsman here. So real or fake for Christmas trees, that's our big Christmas debate, one of them anyway. And so far I'm losing the battle. Oh, I'm getting pummeled. 17 people say real. That's it across the nation. If you want to weigh in, send us an email, americatonight.net.